is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
A listener sent me a story about a young girl named Grace who was extremely popular in her community, extremely popular in her school, extremely popular amongst her friends and family. And she was killed. She was killed by Anthony Fauci's and the U.S. government's COVID hospital protocols. Her and tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of others, murdered by Fauci and the U.S. government's protocols. And so I wanted to share this. I'll read this story. This is from ouramazinggrace.net. If you want to learn about this young girl killed by the eugenicists' hospital protocols, here's the story. Grace Scara, a beautiful 19-year-old girl with Down syndrome, died on October 13th at a COVID hospital, a hospital following the government treatment protocols that continue to fail at preventing COVID deaths. Many hospitals are committed to following what the government dictates and receive financial benefits for doing so. Grace's case highlights many such abuses along with the dangers of financial temptation. This is a tragic story that can help wake us up to what's happening in many hospitals today and turn us to the only one who can truly fix this mess. By listening to and reviewing the links and documents on this website, you'll learn who Grace was, the care she received, the specific combination of medications used to kill her, the financial incentives COVID hospitals are offered, and the possible agenda behind this tragedy. Most importantly, we hope you know God is real and cares about each of us. Scott Sarah, Grace's dad, and his daughter Jessica, Grace's sister, were given a rare opportunity to witness what really happens inside the doors of a COVID hospital. The fear of COVID being spread by the media has the population convinced to be afraid of this virus. This fear causes people not to challenge the hospital policies, preventing advocates, family members, and caregivers in the room with COVID patients. As this family studied what happened with Grace, they have become aware of thousands of similar cases where advocates attempted to push back, but the hospitals proceeded with their agendas instead. It is hard to believe this is really happening here in America. This family's conclusions are this. Once the hospital realized that they would not convince the family to give the hospital authority to put Grace on an unnecessary ventilator at the doctor's discretion, it is probable that Grace was worth more to them dead than alive. Perhaps there were patients who would better facilitate their goal of profitability waiting in ER for a COVID bed to open. On the final days of Grace's life, after the doctor proclaimed how well Grace was doing, he unilaterally labeled Grace as DNR, and then a combination of IV sedatives and narcotics were administered over a short time frame that no one would survive, especially if already in respiratory distress. After reviewing the details, you be the judge. Before going public, the family submitted a detail summary with supporting research to the hospital with a request to meet with the CEO and the doctor involved. The family recognized their ethical and biblical responsibility to give both of them the opportunity to discuss their perspectives. The hospital response was a refusal to meet. The family has not taken the FEMA funeral reimbursement money available to them, $9,000. Grace's mother, Cindy, says, "We don't want their dirty money. Taking the money would be an acknowledgement that Grace died of COVID. As you will learn, she did not die of COVID. She was killed by the hospital." And so, again, we're sharing this story from you. You can find it at ouramazinggrace.net. And it's videos of young Grace and pictures of her and the whole story. And then they lay out much of what I discussed here. How it was the hospital treatment that killed Grace, how it's a profit, it's a killer center for profit now. And the doctors and the CEOs at these hospitals are so cowardly that they won't meet with Grace's parents to discuss what's been done because, folks, they know what's been done. They know what they've done, don't they? They know what they did to Grace. They know what they did to thousands, if not tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of Americans, killing them for profit. It's disgusting. And it happens every day in this country. Hospitals killing citizens for profit in the name of COVID, and Fauci signed off on all of it.
And we've been getting a lot of crypto donations, which is keeping us on air. I want to salute all those. You know who you are that have been giving the donations. Please go to Infowars.com/crypto. 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 Whether it's a dollar in Ethereum or Bitcoin, whatever it is, whether it's $1,000 or $1 million, we will use it to fight the new world order. Ethereum, Bitcoin, XRP, Litecoin. There's dozens of them there. Infowarsstore.com. And by the way, we've got our own NFTs that aren't a scam. They're totally badass and total victory coming out next week. I'll tell you about that later. But right now, Infowars.com/crypto. The real revolution is happening now. Infowars.com/crypto. And all of you that donated, we salute you and thank you.
Politically active in the last couple months. In fact, I think he's been kicked out of 3 or 4 different school board meetings, city council meetings. They don't like Kevin showing up. And of course, he deals with the hate and the violence of the left as well. And he just happened to be at the University of North Texas as the leak happened and firsthand experienced the radical liberals there at the UNT campus. And I've got some of those video clips that we can roll for B-roll or even just roll with the audio. But so, Kevin, were you just coincidentally at the UNT campus that night? I mean, I know you were scheduled to speak that night. Was that just a coincidence that the leak happened that night and the radicals showed up to harass you?
No, I was invited by Kelly Nider. She is the president of Young Conservatives of Texas. She invited me and Tracy Shannon to speak because they had had a previous event where Jeff Younger spoke and they did nothing but shout him down. They took over the room that she had reserved for YCT's meeting, their monthly meeting. And so this time she was inviting me to speak to share my testimony and Tracy Shannon to share her testimony about our lives and our lives being affected by the trans ideology.
And of course, if people don't know your backstory, I guess it was about 2 or 3 years ago, you started speaking at city councils against the trans lifestyle and ideology, going through it yourself, coming out of it. And so you've been speaking at these events for years now. Have you ever experienced as much hate, though, and vitriol and just erratic behavior as this?
You know what? In Austin, a few times I have had hate, but never on this level. I mean, this was a whole different level. And it was really, we feel like it was like Black nationalist, Black Lives Matter people that were there and just completely trying to shout us down. You know, whenever we, when Kelly, she submitted for the event to the president of the college. And out of all of her years of being YCT president, she's never been denied. But they denied this event because of me, because I was going to be there. I was showing up. And they have this rumor going around, this narrative going around that I was a traitor and I tried to overthrow the government and all this stuff. And so whenever I showed up, that was what these kids were, they asked me those questions and I was like, no, that's not true. But they really were offended by the whole trans, what we were saying. And what we were saying was just, we were stating facts. One girl raised up her shirt and where she had had her breast.
Yeah, in fact, let's go to some of these headlines, highlights right now, including the girl that had the breast chopped off. Guys, here's just some of the highlights. Including girls making out with one another to prove a point, lifting up their shirts to prove a point. I'm not even kidding you. It's just crazy stuff. Here, here's about a minute of it. Oh, wow. You made out with a chick. Wow.
Do you think I'm never seen any two women kiss. I've been gay for 20 years. I saw all of it. I don't want to because you're going to hell.
Yes, more slut behavior. Surprised they didn't start getting naked and, you know.
What is your genitalia?
Oh, wait, they did right here.
Female. You are a female, but then got your breast chopped off. That is, you mutilated your body.
You're just sad. You're just sad because it didn't work
I'm
out
sorry.
For you.
You mutilated you your body. Thank you.
If you, hey, if you believe in gender dysphoria, if you believe in gender dysphoria, then you can't.
Nobody wants you here.
It's in the DSM-5. Gender dysphoria. And then there's the middle fingers and the F bombs and everything. So there's just a little taste of it. We've got more of that, but I mean, it's just, now look, you're a little sassy. You like to give it back to them, and that's fine. I can't say I'm innocent of that myself. But I mean, it's just what's insane is that they can't even look in the mirror and see that their own behavior is so out of control.
Yeah, you know what? And I do like to give it back because if I am invited somewhere to speak and to share my testimony and they're going to just shout me down, well, I can act as crazy as they can. And I do it really to troll them. I mean, that is why I do it, because they're trying to get under my skin. So I will equally get under their skin just by saying things like, you had your breast cut off, but you're still a woman. You cannot change your DNA. You still have a vagina. And you will never get rid of that. So you can mutilate your body, but you're still going to be a woman. And so, yes, but these people, I tried to have a logical conversation with them, and all they can do is scream and yell and shout how we're fascist and we are racist. Now, we were there speaking about transgender issues. How are we racist?
Oh man, I could have sworn I saw a bearded lady in there. Look, they love Planned Parenthood, kills 40 million black people. I mean, you know, that's what I'm saying is, though, you try to have these logical, that's what you were just saying. You try to have these logical conversations and it just results in screaming. But I mean, here, guys, here's clip 24. Guys, just roll this on a loop. I mean, look at how deranged these people are, though, that show up here in clip 24. I mean, if that's a mosh pit, like a mosh pit on AIDS or something, like a mosh pit day away from collapsing. But I mean, look at that. I mean, just look at these deranged people. I mean, I almost feel bad for them, honestly. They're obviously mentally ill, mentally deranged. They've had their soul sucked out of them. And again, you just try to talk to them. How many of them do you think were out there? All, I guess, mad because they can't kill their babies?
Oh my gosh, they were mad for all kinds of reasons. They can't kill their babies. We were talking about trans issues. We're racist. And all we did was show up. And so, yeah, they had that screamo band or whatever that chick calls herself out there screaming about having sex with married men. I mean, her band is called Homewreckers. It's pretty disgusting.
So that's literally what she was singing. She said, I like having sex with married men. I mean, it sounded like that, but I didn't believe it. That's the actual lyric?
That's pretty much it in a nutshell. And these people are, look, UNT has become a mini Austin. I think that they are beating Austin out.
No, it's wild up there.
Yeah, it is insane. And, it's because they have so many, like Amber Briggle, the woman who she's running for city council in Denton. She's transitioning her daughter to a son, and her husband's a professor at the college. And they have a degree in gender studies, and all these gender studies students, I mean, they're nothing but radical activists. That's what they are. And they're being trained up by that college to be radical activists. The UNT president has already said that we are not welcome there. The UNT police is not there to, they told us last night, we are not here to protect you. If anything happens, that's on you.
So you show up to speak peacefully, you're right, at a public university, and if you get attacked, the police aren't going to defend you?
No, they're there to defend the students. which Kelly Neidert is a student.
And by the way, they threaten her, they attack her, they spray paint her apartment.
Yeah. They spray painted Nazi cunt on her apartment and all kind of stuff. But they're not there to protect her, obviously, because she's a conservative.
You know, I watch this behavior, and I know they're going to be out in Austin, and I know they were out there last night. And quite frankly, just, you know, it's just in my nature. I'm like, I got to go out there. And I want to ask you on the other side, though, because you were just out there dealing with these psychotics. And by the way, we can talk about you getting kicked out of all the different school board meetings and city council meetings, too. It's like, do we just let them have this moment to themselves? Like, should we just let them have their psychotic breakdowns in public and just not even show up? I mean, part of me wants to go stick a mic in their face and ask them questions. Another part of me just says, just let them have their demonic meltdown and just stay out of the equation.
Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Band.video. You know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm going to do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez. How many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform. And I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is, do not take Alex Jones and Band.video for granted, because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone.
I designed over 200 t-shirts in the last 25 years, and we have some of those original designs still for sale at InfoWarsStore.com. These are real classics. But ladies and gentlemen, they're all about to be limited edition because we're selling out of them. They're about to be history, and we're selling out of the hoodies, the ball caps, the t-shirts, all these amazing designs at cost at InfoWarsStore.com, except for this fundraiser shirt that is a real hit and people love it. It's $24.95. Alex Jones is right on the front, the Red Thunderbolt. And then again, on the back, a big, bold InfoWars.com. Exercise your First Amendment. Don't let the leftist and the globalist bully silence you and fund the InfoWar at the same time. There is not a more politically incorrect shirt that sends a stronger message of freedom, resistance to the New World Order than the Alex Jones Was Right shirt, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, this shirt is limited edition as well. We're doing one more run and then no more. InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours today.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Experience the next level in high-powered energy nootropics with our latest Brain Force offering, Brain Force Ultra. Now it is easier than ever to take in the new liquid form with 8 beneficial super ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is the result of years of enhanced formulation. Free of toxic additives, each ingredient is specifically selected for its many key properties. Some of the proprietary super ingredients behind Brain Force Ultra include guarana seed, which is loaded with energy compounds and antioxidants that have been used by Amazonian tribes for centuries. Alpha GPC, a natural compound found in the brain that delivers an essential nutrient, choline. And ginkgo leaf, which is also known for its exceptional antioxidant content. This product is more than twice the servings of our Brain Force Plus as well, so you know it's packed full of the good stuff. Destroy that brain fog today and secure your bottle of Brain Force Ultra before it is completely sold out at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Yes, these women are clearly sane. Clearly, these are sane people we're dealing with here. With their childlike, petulant temper tantrums being thrown, throwing themselves into fits, probably injuring themselves in the process, and sometimes doing it with sexual reassignment surgery, sadly. And so this is just the madness that we're enduring here. And Kevin Witt has seen a lot of it firsthand, especially at UNT's campus just the other night. You've also been going to school board meetings on a range of issues, the sexualization of the children being the main one, in which case you've been thrown out, others have been thrown out, people have been arrested. I mean, talk about that experience too.
So the reason I go to school board meetings is because in Texas, and all through the nation, we have got these pornographic books that are in our school libraries available for kids, kids as young as the third and fourth grade. These books are not just, I mean, these books are perverted. It's if it was a movie, it would be X-rated. But they are available for kids to read. And my question is, who orders these books? Who thought it would be a good idea to order these pornographic books and put them available for children to read? So I go to the school boards and I speak out against that. I speak out against child indoctrination, indoctrination by the LGBT community. This is an attempt to normalize pedophilia. And if we don't stop it right now, we will have pedophilia normalized. I mean, already they're called minor attracted people. We don't call them pedophiles anymore. That's not politically correct. It's minor attracted people. So when I show up to these school boards, I show up and I just tell my story. I tell my story of living in the LGBT community, of being a transsexual. And whenever I do, they hate it. School board meeting members, trustees hate me because I shatter their narrative. I shatter the narrative that all people are born gay or trans and that there's nothing you can do about it and you cannot change. Well, whenever someone shows up that has changed, they hate that. And so they try to do everything they can to get rid of me. And I mean, I've been thrown out of Frisco School Board twice. I've been permanently banned from Frisco School Board just for daring to open my mouth. I have been kicked out of McKinney School Board along with three other people. I was kicked out of McKinney School Board for just saying the word disgusting. Literally, I said someone read an excerpt from a book. She was walking back to her chair and I said disgusting and they threw me out. So where is our freedom of speech in America? We no longer have a freedom of speech. We no longer have a constitution. We are living in a communist government and under the Biden regime. And if we don't stand up as citizens of this country and stand up in numbers and go out in numbers, just like they did in Loudoun County, which look, in Loudoun County, they went out to the school boards and they were able to switch a whole Democratic state to becoming a Republican state by them showing up and using their voices. We have to do this. If we want to stop Texas from becoming a communist, basically, Democrat, we better get ready and get out in numbers right now, because easily we can become California.
And I remember the first time I met you, we were at City Hall in Austin, Texas, and you were with Tracy Shannon was there, and they had rented a room for a press conference. And I was actually there following another event that was going on in City Hall. And then I saw and heard all this commotion. And I'm like, oh, what's going on over here? And I started filming. And these radical, violent leftists were freaking out because you were speaking. It was the same thing. You were telling your story. You were speaking. And there was a bunch of trans men and trans women out there. They were dressed in like fairy tale outfits and like witch costumes is what they do. They wear like their little fluffy tutus. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? And you're like, these people hate me because I was formerly trans. Now I speak out against the lifestyle. So they always show up to bully and intimidate me. They try to even get physical with you. To hurt you. And so this is the stuff that you put up with.
not from conservatives. They want to say, oh, conservatives are the ones that are hateful and do that or intolerant. It's always the left that you have to deal with that's so intolerant.
No, being around conservatives and conservative men, they've all treated me with respect. They've been very nice to me. Even going to places where there's more fringe conservative type men, they even treat me with respect. The only people that disrespect me are these very wearing and these people that I'm talking about, these people nowadays, like I transitioned in the 90s. In the 90s, if you were a transsexual, you tried your hardest to look like a woman. These nowadays, I mean, they wear a women's dress with their hairy legs and their beard. I mean, what are
they doing? No, I saw a bearded woman. There was a bearded woman on campus with you the other day.
They look like idiots. And I mean, it's not even reality. These people live in a fairy tale land. And so, in the trans life, I would have never even spoke to these people because they're crazy. We also believed trans people back in my day, we believed that there was two genders, male and female. But these people, I think that they purposely are trying to push the limits of how far they can take it. How far will society accept them? Because I really do genuinely believe at the end of the day, it's all a narrative to push pedophilia. And the LGBT community is being used by the progressives and the elites, and they don't even know it.
Well, and you know, I think you just hit on something that's key for us to try to understand this that I never really thought about before. This isn't like, because you bring up the 90s, this isn't like maybe a transsexual thing in the 90s or a gay thing in the 90s where maybe it was a personal preference or maybe it was something people did for fun. There's something else to this. There's a deep sexual perversion. There's a deep perversion to this where, like you said, it's like they're not trying to be men or women or they're trying to look like demons. It's almost like they're trans demons or something. I mean, it'd be like if I was running around and we see this, if I run around, I got a beard here. I mean, I look like a man. Okay. If I was running around in a little fairy tutu, be like, oh, that's a man. Like, no, I'm a woman. I mean, that's just absurd. But they bring these drag queen story time guys, full bearded men with, I mean, hairy chests like they're in the Austin Powers movie, hairy like animal. And they have them bouncing little kids up and down on their laps and like, oh, yes, this is for the kids.
And what parents think that this is normal? What parent thinks, I think it's a good idea for me to take my three-year-old to see a man, a bearded man in a dress and some kind of makeup and a horrible wig, entertain my child and bounce him on the knee? Like, this is not okay. In any other society, even 10 years ago, this would be considered child abuse. This would be considered some form of child grooming. Nowadays, it's okay. And it's because, which you know very well, it's one of the goals of the Communist Party of America was to normalize homosexuality and degeneracy. And it has happened.
And now it's leading into pedophilia. It's leading into killing your kids. It's all sick and demented stuff. Kevin Witt, a leading political activist here in Texas. Kevin, we salute you. Thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome.
What I'm telling Americans is that if people don't have symptoms, it's fine to get together. But like any other time, if you have symptoms, that's your cue to stay away. Now, what do you do if you have symptoms? Let's bring up the next slide. These are the two seminal papers I published leading the world in treating COVID-19, and they operate on these important principles. We use the precautionary principle. We look for drugs with signals of benefit and acceptable safety and put them into combinations. And we've done this from the very beginning, and I want to show you the reason why. This is the conceptualization of the virus, that the virus has three major phases: viral replication, cytokine storm, and thrombosis. It's all about viral replication, and we can get after it early. Where is it replicating in the human body? It's replicating in the nose. And I want to let you know, this analysis by Chopra and colleagues looked at viral-cidal agents in the nose. What can we spray up in the nose to kill the virus, Alex? And I can tell you, it is extraordinary, the findings of these authors and others indicating that it, almost anything will kill the virus. So iodine does. So does hydrogen peroxide. So does colloidal silver. So does various forms of ozone. The virus is killed easily. The nose and the nasopharynx is a replication factory. That's where the fever is coming from. That's where all the cytokines is coming from, the nose. And it's very important for people to realize this. There are so many different ways to kill the virus in the nose that the general principles are, if it stings or hurts, it's too strong, Alex. I can tell you right now, you can write this down. Take povidone iodine, the typical brown iodine, half a teaspoon in a shot glass of water, and you got it. And then look at that bulb syringe, that pediatric bulb syringe or spray bottle. You got to go over the sink, spray a decent amount up, sniff it back, and then spit it out. If you're going to nebulize it or use a neti pot or a saline wash system, that's fine as well. But it literally has to get up in the nose and back in the throat and spit it out. You got to choke a little bit, but that's a sign that you're zapping the virus.
And it's a few drops of iodine in like a shot glass of water.
It basically, if it's the consistency of like dark tea, that's basically going to do it. And then here's the pivotal trial. This is what I want people to understand. This is a prospective, randomized, controlled trial. And give credit to Chowdhury et al. In Bangladesh. Let's get it up on this screen. You know, our federal agencies have been saying, follow the science, follow the science. Randomized trials are the gold standard in science. This is 606 individuals randomized to two different groups, receiving the povidone iodine. It comes in a 10% solution. We dilute it down to 1%, but it doesn't even matter if it was 0.5%. We don't have to be that specific on the dilution. Again, as long as it's not too strong. Everybody at the start, Alex, is PCR positive. Look at this, 303 people in each group, PCR positive. Look, after 3 days of doing the iodine washes in the nose and mouth and gargle. Look at that. They're down to 35 patients who are still PCR positive. It knocked the crud out of the virus. Look compared to the control group. Control group was just warm water. And then look at how the virus basically persists in most people for 7 days. This nasal therapy, there's nothing else going on. There's no ivermectin. There's no hydroxychloroquine. This is the only thing going on. And this is knocking the crud out of the virus in the nose. Proof positive. Prospective randomized trial. But the bottom line is povidone iodine to basically drop the infectivity, zap the virus in the nose without any other treatment, just zapping the nose with povidone iodine in a nasal spray or nasal wash. You could use other forms of iodine. You could use dilute hydrogen peroxide.
But here's the thing. Whenever you or doctor or anybody else tries to talk about this on the internet, on Facebook or Twitter or anywhere, they take you down.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, let's see here. I've got my I Support the Current Thing loyalty card. I'm looking forward to a free handout from the Communist Democrats here. Let's see. I properly did my Black Lives Matter current thing. I properly did my Biden-Harris current thing. I properly did my vaccine and my mask current thing. I properly did my Ukraine current thing. I properly did my gay Disney current thing. I properly did my Twitter Elon Musk current thing. And now I'm properly doing my abortion Roe vs. Wade current thing. When do I get my freebie? Oh, I'm still a couple stamps away. Okay. So whatever the next current thing is, I'll be ready. I'll be ready like a good brainwashed conformist. And I'm constantly thinking in my head, you hear me complain about how the current lexicon is filled with misbrandings and misnomers and mischaracterizations, but it is the modern day lexicon, so I fall for it too. And I'm constantly thinking, how can I rewrite this if even possible, if I even have that much influence? I don't think I do anyway. But conformist is a good word to use for these people. They're conformists. And you know why it's such a good word? Not just because it's accurate, but because it will drive them nuts. Because they don't think they're conformists. They actually think they're anti-establishment. They are the low-level gruel of the establishment. They're like the droppings of the establishment. But they're conformists. So when you properly identify them and explain how they're conformists, that might actually drive them crazier. Maybe that's not what we want. Maybe it is. Yeah, it depends who you ask. Ladies and gentlemen, everything we do here is brought to you by you at InfoWarsStore.com. I can't speak highly enough about the supplements. I have a whole pantry filled with InfoWars supplements. I take probably at least 10 different ones a day from InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's the Vitamin Mineral Fusion that I like to start every day with, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I mix it with a little juice, stir it up, and then I use that to chase down my supplements. The Survival Shield X2 is back in stock. It's on sale 25% off as well. And we just want you to have a healthy life. That's why we sell the great supplements, all natural ingredients. The Brain Force Ultra, people love the Brain Force Ultra. They love the Brain Force Plus. They also love the Brain Force Ultra. I'm powered by Brain Force Ultra today. Take a couple droppers under the tongue, right about 30 minutes or so before I go on air for extra focus and mental clarity and energy before I go on the air. That's exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off right now, back in stock. It's so popular, it's hard to keep it in stock. We've got it in stock right now and 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. It is your support there that keeps us on the air. We cannot thank you enough. Continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the great supplements, get the great shirts, hats, air filters, water filters, emergency food, and everything else. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let me just do a news blitz now. Try to get as much of this news off my desk as possible. I still have a lot to go and video clips. Just two segments remaining, though. Joe Biden was visiting where? Lockheed Martin. Oh, yeah, baby. Got to go see that money laundering profit center. And, you know, look, I don't have anything against the people that work at Lockheed Martin, but we all know what goes on here, okay? We all know what goes on. People in mainstream media, people in Congress, in government, they all have huge stocks in the weapons manufacturers, so they love war. They get rich off of war. They get rich off of war with their ratings on TV. They get rich off of war with their stocks, and anybody knows it. You know, if I was all about money, I would be probably making a lot of money in the stock market. And I have people that actually reach out to me and they say, they're like, hey, I listen to your show. I don't give stock advice, but I know when you're giving a hint, hint, wink, wink, you know, this stock's about to go gangbusters. And it's not like I'm a stock market whiz. Believe me, I'm not. Some things are obvious. Oh, they're about to go to war in Ukraine. Get ready. Weapons manufacturers, defense contractors, all those stocks are about to soar. So people in my audience, they'll put a couple grand in there and they'll get about 10 grand back. They're like, hey, thank you. It's like, yeah, and it's pretty obvious. The vaccine manufacturer stock all going up. So some of these things are pretty predictable. But it's Biden visiting Lockheed Martin. And the liberal left used to be against stuff like this. All of a sudden, they love war and Lockheed Martin and weapons and defense contractors making millions of dollars and the mainstream media profiting off of it as well. But here's Biden telling you the ultimate secret, which wasn't a secret. But now he's just rubbing it in clip six, telling you, yeah, you're definitely paying for the war in Ukraine. Here it is in clip six.
Oh, and every worker in this facility and every American taxpayer is directly contributing to the case for freedom. And that's something we can all be incredibly proud of, in my view.
Wow. So as if you didn't already know it, you're getting robbed blind to pay for Biden's war, the deep state war, the globalist war, the NATO war in Ukraine. Even the Pope has come out and said it was NATO that caused the war and he wants to meet with Putin. Now, if it's a political move by the Pope and not just him realizing the truth, I mean, it could go either way, I suppose. You have to understand something about Russia. In fact, I should probably just get into this now. Russia is an extremely Catholic Christian nation, and even Ukraine's history is rooted in Catholicism. There is a large Christian grassroots Christian Orthodox, Catholic Orthodox movement in Russia and in Ukraine as well. Eastern Ukraine, Moscow, everywhere. So Putin taps into that. Some people say Putin fakes being a Christian and a Catholic for his approval ratings. So whatever. The point is, Putin taps into that, whether real or not. And I think the Pope is maybe trying to kind of tap into that as well now, understanding that one of the biggest, one of the biggest Christian movements in the world is in Russia right now. And you look at the European countries that would be traditionally Christian. Well, they're giving over all their rights to Islam, and they're promoting the drag queens and the transsexuals and all the other stuff. So is that really a Christian nation anymore? Is Russia now the leading Christian nation on earth? Pope realizes that. Putin knows that. But now what's going on in Russia? And this is the key, ladies and gentlemen. Putin to undergo cancer surgery will transfer power to ex-FSB chief. So Nikolai Patrushev is going to be the individual who will be filling in for Putin while Putin has this surgery. At least that's the story for now as it goes. Now, so you may be hearing the name Nikolai Patrushev a lot more lately, or coming in the near future. Here's what people don't understand about Russia, because the media won't tell them anything. Putin is actually maybe the most modern westernized leader in Russia, and truly is more of a centrist when it comes to Russian leadership. I mean, he truly is. Most of the Russians behind Putin, and even Lavrov and others, are really hawkish. Let's put it that way. So Putin is like the most westernized of the Russian leaders. And he spent a lot of time in Germany and in the West, and so he kind of likes the Western lifestyle. But if you start seeing other Russian leaders taking the helm here, you're going to see what real Russian aggression and brutality is really about. And I don't know, maybe this whole thing is planned. Putin steps aside. Other Russian leaders who are more aggressive with less tolerance than Putin step in and really brutalize things in Ukraine. And then Putin says, oh, let me step back in and calm it down. I don't know what's going on. But let me tell you, you want to see true Russian aggression and brutality? You're going to wish you had Putin back if these others get in charge and really start running things. But it's just more lies about Russia, lies about Putin that the world doesn't understand. And now the Pope wants to meet with Putin. By the way, other developments, Chinese carriers sailing through the waters near Japan. What are they mobilizing for?
We've got people running in the streets, setting their cars on fire, and zero emission buses are emitting emissions. That means it's time for a double-sized edition of Biden Season 2.
You can call me Biden. Joe Biden.
Biden? What, he changed his name to Biden? Okay, it's Biden Season 2. And a lot has changed.
My job is to keep it from raining.
Joe has a new studio. Only VIP press can look at our president. And he's got a new handler. That's right, meet Special Agent Easter Bunny. He may look harmless, but he's got his eye on Biden, keeping him safe from pesky questions. President Biden.
Joe Biden.
I mean, Biden read to the kids and gave a shout out to Pepe the Frog.
Green Frog, what do you see?
Biden has always been a big fan of the Second Amendment.
Buy a shotgun.
And now he's encouraging the populace to buy ghost guns to build at home.
This is the gun. It's not hard to put together. A little drill, hand drill at home. Doesn't take very long.
And he introduced the new head of the AFTDU.
My nominee to lead the AFTDU. All of you. Steve, come on up.
And leave it to our rascally president to crash his new head's acceptance speech.
He's 16 years old. I'm going to draft him.
Oh, Joe, let's keep it in the family.
Is there an agent in the house?
And we all know Joe is a big fan of robots. Here he is doing his robot impression at a town hall. Fun fact, he can also command robots with his thoughts.
Did you see that? It won't be long now till the robots are autonomous.
And we're just getting started.
He also set a hard line against Russia.
We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and other ill-begotten gains of Putin's kleptocracy. Yeah.
And we know Joe is a big fan of public education, and he backs teachers and their kids.
I'm not somebody else's children. They're like yours when they're in the classroom.
And teachers have responded.
The first thing you missed is all 13 principles of the Black Lives Matter movement hung up.
Hi, I'm a queer teacher.
My name's Az, and I'm a preschool teacher.
I'm your parents now.
The most controversial way I teach my kids consent is that they all choose their own gender identity.
They're taking great care of their children. Finally, Joe had the DHS create a new disinformation board.
Addresses a disinformation that imperils the safety and security of our homeland.
Heading up by this nice young lady who used to have this job.
I am the disinformation fellow at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars.
And made videos like this.
Color revolutions have nothing to do with race. So obviously we're not going to see a nationwide media literacy program.
Hello to everyone today who has discovered how to pronounce the capital of Ukraine.
She likes to present really complicated stuff in songs.
Laundering disinfo, and we really should take note and not support their lies with our wallet, voice, or vote.
And she even sang while she got into government work.
I want to be rich, famous, and powerful. Step on all my enemies and never do a thing.
Oh, and there's this crazy conspiracy theory going around.
I mean, there's several different people playing Joe Biden at this point. And when he fell up the stairs going on the airplane, I myself think that was Jim Carrey.
Look, nobody could fall up the stairs like our President Biden.
You can call me Biden. Joe Biden.
It's been a great 2 weeks in the Biden administration, even if a bird shit on you. Thanks for watching Biden Season 2.
Thank you for being here.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I wonder what it would be like if the great one, Rush Limbaugh, were on the airwaves today reacting to the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court leak and then, of course, the deranged behavior from the American left after it. I still got a bunch of news here. Again, why is China moving ships through the waters of Japan? What are they mobilizing for? North Korea fires ballistic missile days before South Korea's new president takes office. So North Korea is launching missiles again. Oh, but, you know, Biden, he's so great. He'll get things back to normal. He'll calm down the crazy dictators. Not so much, huh? Bronx attack of 77-year-old man caught on camera. It's the same old story, folks. You know what it is. Not white supremacists. Stacey Abrams, you know, liberals, Democrats, they're just not smart. You have to explain basic things to them. She says, you cannot claim to care about public safety and then support a bill that makes it easier for criminals to carry a loaded concealed weapon without permit. One sentence, thousands of errors. Okay, public safety. Let's talk about public safety with Democrats. Wide open southern border. How's that for public safety? The fentanyl, the terrorists, everything pouring in, the rapists. Is that public safety? What about the crime rates in Democrat-run cities? Democrats talking about public safety. What about untested experimental injections forced into people's bodies. Whatever, public safety? We're talking about public safety. And then they say a bill that makes it easier for criminals to carry a loaded concealed weapon without a permit. You know, criminals don't follow the law, right? Do I have to explain that to you? Do you understand the definition of criminal? A criminal is never going to follow your gun laws. Do you not understand that? Are you really that dense? Well, I'm talking about Stacey Abrams, so I guess the answer is probably yes. But that's a whole nother story. And the field goal is good. All right, moving on here. At Arthur Schwartz asks the question, Ashley Biden's diary was handed to Project Veritas. They turned it over to law enforcement, and the FBI raided their journalists' homes and offices and spied on them. When will Politico be raided after being leaked the Supreme Court document? They published it. We're all waiting. Yeah, Roger Stone, no-knock raid on his house, and Project Veritas. I mean, my crews had no-knock raids on their houses. None of them committed any crimes, but we're going to have a Supreme Court document leaked to the public and Politico, and the FBI is not interested. They're not going to raid or spy on that, are they? No. No, no, no. Only if it's in the interest of protecting the Biden crime family. This is an interesting one, and I'm going to need an active crew here real quick. Or actually, you know what? We already have the numbers in front of me, I think. I might not have all of them, actually. Guys, okay, so here's the story. Can you guys pull up the results from last night's Ohio Senate race? I only have the Republican numbers in front of me. J.D. Vance wins in a good contest between J.D. Vance and Josh Mandel. I think either one of them would have been great, quite frankly. But J.D. Vance pulls away and defeats Josh Mandel to advance to the Senate race against Tim Ryan in Ohio. But the numbers coming in would indicate it looks like it's going to be a landslide in Ohio for Republicans. But it already was a landslide for Trump, and they stole it. So, you know, it's hard. I think it's hard to really know with these primary results just what it's going to be like. But, I mean, you had 6,000 people vote Republican and about 600,000 vote Republican, about 500,000 vote Democrat. So it's pretty much the same results we had in Ohio in the 2020 election until midnight the day after when, you know, the Biden votes poured in. So, there's that going on. But interesting races to follow. Mike Rowe says truckers are not buying the Putin price hike. Yeah, nobody's buying the Putin price hike. Everybody knows it's Biden. And by the way, most truckers, I mean, InfoWars is probably the most listened to broadcast by truckers, except for maybe George Norrie Coast to Coast. I would say if it's George Norrie, then it's probably InfoWars that truckers listen to. And that's because they're smart and they know what's going on. They want to be informed. Texas Democrat border county judge invites Biden to visit border before Title 42 decision. He's not going to show up. Neither will Kamala Harris, I bet you. By the way, the border, it's a major invasion happening, guys. Roll B-roll of clip 3. Yes, more migrants just pouring over. I mean, just busloads and busloads and busloads of migrants pouring over the southern border, bringing the drugs and the terrorists with them as well. It's all thanks to Joe Biden. Thank you, Biden, for the wide-open southern border and the invasion. The invasion. Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema says they will not back the Democrats trying to kill the filibuster. So you know what that means. The Democrats are going to be attacking them for not being good members of the cult. The entire deep state is against Madison Cawthorn now. And Republicans are sending out flyers door-to-door in North Carolina calling Cawthorn Putin's puppet. How pathetic and, of course, how inaccurate. Madison Cawthorn, Putin's puppet, give me a break. I'm telling you right now, the attacks on Madison Cawthorn, folks, are full throttle. The left is trying to destroy Madison Cawthorn right now. And while part of me says don't even respond to the left trying to destroy you, but I've seen Madison Cawthorn's responses to the left trying to destroy him, and he's actually done a great job. So Madison Cawthorn is really being hardened trial by fire right now. Madison Cawthorn, we need to keep him in Congress. He truly is the real deal. And I don't think North Carolina voters are going to fall for all the attacks from the deep state against him. Who is Mason DeChamps? Pro-life Spider-Man who climbed Salesforce Tower. This guy is unbelievable, okay? 22-year-old student who's a free climber who scaled the side of a over 1,000-foot tower in San Francisco in a protest against abortion. He calls himself Pro-Life Spider-Man, went up over 60 stories on this building, was shooting video of himself while climbing it with nothing holding him to the building, a free climb. This kid's unbelievable. Of course, climbed all the way to the top, ended up getting arrested. Filming himself, folks, I wouldn't even climb 10 feet up this building. This kid climbs up the whole building and then films himself on it. Unreal. Mason DeChamps Incredible young man. And then there's the other side of the equation. Trans femme charged with 12 felonies related to child pornography and luring in a minor. Kellen Nicholson, a biological male, trans femme lesbian, was arrested after a one-month-long investigation by Portland Police Internet Crimes Unit. Mm-hmm. And why is it that all these radical leftists and degenerate leftists, so many of them are pedophiles? Yikes. Oh my gosh, I'll have to play that report tomorrow. They're seriously everywhere, folks. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. So much to get to. We're out of time almost here. This is a wild one. Following this is Nikki Klein, journalist Nikki Klein, her latest. Former FBI forensic examiner and special agent uncovers evidence of historic government criminal activity, including perjury and planting child porn evidence in Nixivim case. Keith Raniere could get a new trial. So, yes, this is the sex cult in New York. Bunch of politicians were involved in it. Madison Cawthorn then calls it out, the one in D.C. They said, oh, sex cults don't exist. Nobody knows about this. By the way, I mean, I've been offered to actually get members of the Nixivim cult on air with me, and I don't even bother because, well, I don't even know if I should explain, but people want to be in a sex cult and have orgies, and that's their own business. So I mean, you know, that's your own deal. And it's people that want to come on and defend that are in it saying, hey, it's, you know, it's just a sex cult. We like to have sex. It's like, okay, fine. But see, that's just like the intro levels. That's just like the hors d'oeuvres. That's just like the appetizer. The real main course is the sex slavery, the sex trafficking, and the sex blackmail. That's the real main course of it. This is a hilarious one. Hillary Clinton flashes white power hand symbol as masked servants tend to her custom gown. Not even kidding you. Her masked black servant carrying her 20-foot-long gown behind her as she does what the liberals claim is a white power symbol. I'm not. It's the funniest thing. It's Hillary Clinton literally standing there like this as a black man is behind her with a mask on, catering to her gown. Here's a wild one. Maybe has something to do with Hillary Clinton. Probably not, though. Lake Mead gives up its mob secrets. Body of 1980s Vegas shooting victim is found in steel barrel on receding shoreline of lagoon. Cops expect to find more dead bodies as water levels drop further. But Hillary Clinton has nothing to do with that. That does it for the InfoWars War Room for today. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
We are fighting the New World Order at point blank range. I am absolutely going up against the worst people at every level. And it's only been your prayers and your support that's kept us on air. And so I'm telling you now, we have reached the thick of the battle. We have reached the heart of the war. We are entering the most important phase of the war against tyranny and fighting back against their unrestricted, undeclared war against us. People come after me, I fight 50 times harder. So now the globalists declared war on me and my family. Well, we are going to turn up the heat. Open up the cans of anti-New World Order resistance, ladies and gentlemen. So, I need money to prosecute war of information and truth. And I need money at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the best durable food. I got the best supplements. We got amazing t-shirts. There are better t-shirt designers than me out there, but ours are pretty good. We've got incredible everything, films, books, everything. It's an arsenal of freedom. It's an arsenal of resistance. InfoWarsStore.com. And then we will continue to give you the truth. We will continue to stand against the New World Order. We will continue to not back down because I will never give up. I will never back down. But I could collapse. I could give out. And it's you that's going to hold us up in this fight. And I need money to prosecute this war against Soros and the New World Order, our defensive war for our children. InfoWarsStore.com. Go there now. We need major funding in our counteroffensive against the New World Order. InfoWarsStore.com.
Viene una tormenta!
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. Band.video. .video.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.